AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has introduced legislation reaffirming that presidents do not have immunity from criminal actions. Norman Hall has a report.
In an attempt to reverse the Supreme Court's landmark decision last month, Schumer's No Kings Act would attempt to invalidate the court's decision by clarifying that Congress, not the Supreme Court, determines to whom federal criminal law is applied. The court's conservative majority decided July 1st that presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution for actions taken within their official duties. The decision threw into doubt the Justice Department's case against Republican former President Donald Trump for his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Senate has adjourned after failing to advance a bill to expand the child tax credit and restore some business tax breaks. And Hi Panjwani has the latest on Donald Trump's hush money case.
A New York appeals court has denied Donald Trump's bid to end a gag order, rejecting the Republican former president's argument that his May conviction constitutes a change in circumstances that warrants lifting the restrictions. A 5-judge panel in the state's mid-level appellate court ruled that the trial judge Juan Merchan was correct in extending parts of the gag order until Trump is sentenced. Merchan imposed the gag order in March after prosecutors raised concerns about Trump's habit of attacking people involved in his case. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The U.S. and Russia have made their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history, freeing American journalists Evan Gershkovich and Alsu Kumasheva. Corporate security executive Paul Whelan, along with dissidents, including Vladimir Karamurza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
This was vintage Joe Biden, rallying American allies to save American citizens and Russian freedom fighters, and doing it with intricate statecraft, pulling his whole team together to drive this across the finish line.
This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh highlights today's action at the Olympics.
Make it 57 straight Olympic victories for the United States women's basketball team after defeating Belgium 87-74 in their second game at the Paris Olympics. The win clinched a spot in the quarterfinals for the Americans, who were led by Brianna Stewart's 26 points. Team USA claimed its first ever gold medal in the women's team foil fencing final, marking an American fencing record third Olympic gold for Lee Kiefer. The U.S. also brought home the gold in men's four rowing, their first since 1960. In swimming, Kate Douglas secured the gold in the women's 200-meter breaststroke. Reagan Smith won the silver in the women's 200-meter butterfly. And the U.S. women also claimed silver in the 4x200-meter relay. That win made Katie Ledecky the most decorated American female Olympian of all time with her 13th medal. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.